You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort support serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Teller's Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. If I mentioned what a pleasure and a privilege it's been to preside over Intelligent Medicine for yet another year as we approach year's end, I feel I have a lot to be grateful for. This is a wonderful opportunity to share my passion with you and spend time researching and interpreting health information on your behalf. And your response has been very gratifying. We have a lot of listeners. We have a lot of positive feedback, a lot of curiosity with people calling 877-726. Let's try that again, 877-726-8255 to record questions. And questions are always of general interest to all our listeners. So we appreciate very much your listenership in 2024. All right, let's get on the subject of wine intake. When I was cutting my teeth on integrative medicine, one of the big themes was the French paradox. And I remember sitting down with Morley Safer. Remember him? He was a big French paradox guy. I guess he liked to spend time in France, drinking red wine. And he was always fascinated with the subject of the French paradox, the notion that the French, who consumed a lot of wine and smoked Gauloises and ate a lot of pâté de foie gras, still had a relatively low rate of cardiovascular disease compared to the United States. And the concept was developed that there was something protective in red wine, namely resveratrol, but perhaps that's not the whole story. And that was called the French paradox. Lately, though, there's been a lot of pushback on the notion that wine or any form of alcohol is healthy. And so lately, the party line has been, don't drink, that no amount of alcohol is healthy or protective. Right? You've heard that. I mean, a lot of stories. Now comes yet another story, and boy, this is the way that a lot of nutrition controversies have proceeded through the years. Eggs, perfectly natural, great, healthy thing, and then eggs are bad. They contain cholesterol and saturated fat, and now eggs are exonerated because new studies suggest that eggs are really okay and good for you. Same thing's happening with alcohol, in particular wine. New study. Cardiovascular protection tracks with wine intake. Biomarker of wine consumption believed to improve the results of studies looking at the relationship between wine and cardiovascular disease. Okay, what's this all about? In this study, they found that moderate wine consumption maintained its association with cardiovascular benefit. The study used a unique technique to gauge wine consumption. Previous studies have resulted in misclassification and bias, they say, because it's based on recall. How much do you drink? And most people, I would say, minimize their alcohol consumption. There's generally a tendency to, you know, you drink a lot, you can probably say, well, I don't drink that much. You know, if you're drinking like a bottle of wine a day, it's less likely you're going to admit to drinking a bottle of wine a day. You're not going to be honest. So here they used a urinary marker, which is tartaric acid. Tartaric acid is a very good marker, not so much for alcohol intake, but for wine intake, because wine contains tartaric acid. And so in a study, they looked at people over a period of 9 years to correlate their urinary levels of tartaric acid with the risk of cardiovascular disease. And what they found is that a pretty fair amount of alcohol was associated with protection against cardiovascular disease. And by that, they define cardiovascular disease as combined heart failure, myocardial infarction, stroke, and cardiovascular death. In fact, the effect was so robust that moderate consumers of wine, which is about, you know, up to a glass or two a day, had a 59% lower risk of cardiovascular disease compared with those whose levels were low. And so they hailed this study because they said, well, this study at least is more accurate and honest than studies where people measure their alcohol through a food frequency questionnaire. So here's my take on it. This study takes care of one problem, which is recall, but it doesn't fix myriad other problems that are associated with alcohol research. Number one is something called healthy user bias. If you are really sickly, or perhaps you have a history of alcoholism, and maybe you already have liver disease, and you're told you better get off the sauce, or you can't handle drinking moderately, well, you're going to be a teetotaler when it comes to these studies. This is what's called a healthy user bias. Generally, healthy people, they can tolerate a little bit of wine. I have to say that as I get older, and I'm still healthy, I don't tolerate wine as much as I once did. I don't like how I feel the next morning. If I drink, you know, 2-3 glasses of wine, I'm going to feel it. And so you got to be pretty healthy to be a regular consumer of wine. That's called the healthy user bias. So healthy users, they got less cardiovascular disease. There's also cultural and socioeconomic factors. Generally, it's wealthier people or wine connoisseurs, poor people. Well, they drink other stuff, cheaper stuff, rot gut. And they generally are sicker because of the fact that they're poor or disadvantaged. They get less good medical care and they don't eat as good diets. Perhaps they've got occupations that put them at risk of toxic exposure and poor health. Also, the cultural factors. Would you prefer being a sourpuss who stays home and never goes out, never touches a drop of alcohol, to being a popular person who's invited to a lot of parties and drinks a little bit, maybe is part of a wine club? Generally, that's a healthier social outlook. And the companionship and the emotional support that you get from contact with a lot of friends, that too could be beneficial in terms of your cardiovascular health. So that's a confounding factor in many of these studies. And another problem with this study is it focused on cardiovascular. Oh, by the way, what were the rates of liver disease and gastrointestinal cancer in the moderate drinkers? There are even studies that show that moderate amounts of alcohol have an effect on estrogen levels in women and thus increase their risk for breast cancer. So that's not reported in this study, as far as I can see. And so, okay, maybe you're reducing the risk of the leading cause of death while somewhat increasing the risk of other major causes of health impairment and death. So that's the problem I have with studies like this. So, hey, you know, coming up, as we approach dry January, get your drinking done now, because it'll be time for rectitude after the New Year's. All right, if you need a boost to get through another crazy holiday season, no, it may not be Cabernet Sauvignon, get the energy you need and fight seasonal fatigue with Entifactor's holiday sale from now through January 1st. Get 20% off either size of Entifactor Lipids powder and get a 30-count bottle of patented energy. That's the name of the product, patented energy, with Entifactor free. That's a $36 value. Entifactor is the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to repair damaged cells and improve your body's natural energy production. I've shared studies with you. Many clinical trials have shown that Entifactor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it has anti-aging effects. I don't go a day without it, so take advantage of Entifactor's holiday sale and stock up for the new year. Get 20% off Entifactor Lipids powder and receive a 30-count bottle of patented energy with Entifactor free through January 1st. Call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right, yet another study validating the importance of taking vitamin C. We tend to think of vitamin C as something that's a hedge against colds and flus, good for immune support. It's also helpful to fend off metabolic syndrome. What's metabolic syndrome? Metabolic syndrome is only a thing that the majority of Americans suffer from, and is probably the single biggest driver of preventable chronic illness in America. Metabolic syndrome. Elevated blood sugar, maybe not quite outright diabetes, associated with weight gain around the middle, and associated with high triglycerides, low HDL, and a bad cholesterol to HDL ratio, increases the risk for heart attack, stroke, cancer, kidney disease, and many other problems that Americans face. Dietary vitamin C, it says, is associated with a lower metabolic syndrome risk among adults, according to results of a study published in Metabolic Syndrome and Related Disorders. Why should that be? Well, oxidative stress may play a role in metabolic syndrome, and vitamin C is a premier antioxidant. So maybe that's how it helps to forestall metabolic syndrome. In a study, risk for metabolic syndrome was lower among those with the highest vitamin C intake. And this is dietary vitamin C. It's not necessarily just from supplements alone. So there may be something in the food that's rich in vitamin C that's also protective, because most vitamin C-rich foods also are rich in beneficial polyphenols. Stratified by the source of vitamin C, high versus low intake from fruits and vegetables was associated with a lower risk for metabolic syndrome. So these are natural sources of vitamin C. It turns out that supplemental sources of vitamin C did not affect metabolic syndrome risk. So get your vitamin C from natural sources, according to this study. I take extra vitamin C, but I also make sure that I have plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables that provide me with natural sources of vitamin C. They say consuming sufficient amounts of vitamin C in the diet may potentially mitigate the risk of metabolic syndrome. So, yeah. Go for it. 877-726-8255. Our number, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust. The very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself.
Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant and offers world-class support. FullScript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. Let's take one of our recorded calls.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. This is Maddie from Long Island. I'm a 74-year-old woman, and I was just a couple months ago diagnosed with a uterine thickening. It says 8 millimeters mildly thickened, but the doctor I saw said we don't like any thickening. And I do have, which is questionably, a small polyp, which I've had for a while. So anyway, they want to do a DNC and a hysteroscopy to see about the polyp and do a scraping of the uterine lining to biopsy. And I was just wondering, is there anything I could do in the with my diet, which is very clean and almost 100% organic, is there anything I could do with the diet to stop the lining of the uterus from thickening so much?
Okay. So, yeah. So this is a problem that we sometimes see in postmenopausal women is, you know, after menopause, you're supposed to have a decline in the thickening of your uterine lining. Your uterine lining prior to menopause thickens every month and then you bleed, it sloughs off. But after menopause, it's not supposed to thicken because thickening can be a precursor to uterine cancer. So it's watched very carefully. It can be detected via usually a vaginal ultrasound that can pinpoint that and see if the lining is thickened. Usually that is triggered by an episode of bleeding. You know, when you're 68 or 74 and you shouldn't be having uterine bleeding and there's some bleeding, it's time to check the uterine lining because that might be a sign of endometrial or uterine cancer. So the way to deal with that is, number one, get a DNC. That'll, you know, clean it out, number one. It's kind of, yes, it's called a scraping, colloquially. And you'll also get some tissue sampling to see if there's any cancerous cells there. And then, you know, that sometimes occasions the need for a hysterectomy. Natural ways of dealing with that. You know, one is, you know, maintain your weight. You're on an excellent diet. Avoid what are called xenoestrogens from cosmetics that you apply and from foods that contain lots and lots of chemicals. Consider DIM. Diindol methane is something that actually antagonizes estrogen. There's evidence that oleuropein, which is an ingredient in olive oil, is very beneficial. There's actually a study. A green tea compound may inhibit processes promoting uterine fibroid growth. So there's something in green tea, which is EGCG, that actually reduces the proliferation of the cells in the uterine lining. So, yeah, green tea extract, that would be something that I might consider for you.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, Prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And what would intelligent medicine be without yet another vitamin D story? Vitamin D, among the most promising nutrients around. And while many supplements are greeted with skepticism by mainstream medicine, there's more and more evidence that vitamin D has a positive impact on health outcomes. So many of you are taking it. I've been talking about it for decades now here on Intelligent Medicine and in my practice. And I think I've had a positive impact on the health of hundreds, if not thousands, of people. So here's an interesting article on the benefits of prenatal vitamin D. I always recommend pretty high doses of prenatal vitamin D. Many prenatal vitamins do contain vitamin D, standard prenatal vitamins dispensed by OBGYNs, but in my opinion, not enough. I think it's pretty reasonable for pregnant moms to take at least 1,000, but perhaps more, perhaps 2,000 international units of vitamin D. And in this study, supplementation with 1,000 international units per day during pregnancy had an interesting outcome, not so much on the mother's health, but on the health of the offspring. This published in the November issue of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. They gave 1,000 international units of vitamin D to women during pregnancy. And then they looked at the kids at ages 6 to 7 in what's called a post hoc analysis. They measured their bone density. And what they found was that compared with the placebo, not taking the vitamin D, taking vitamin D while pregnant resulted in a significantly higher whole body bone mineral content in the kids at ages 4 and then again at 6 to 7 years of age. And this is an exciting result because we're spending so much time looking at fracture prevention at the end of life. I mean, look at Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi recently broke a hip. I don't know how severe her fall was, but potentially it was avoidable if she'd had strong bone density. There's no question that she gets excellent medical care, and she probably was on osteoporosis medications for many, many years. But a key strategy is to enhance bone density, and the suggestion is that kids get lots of exercise to make sure that their bones are strong, but also get a little bit of vitamin D early in life. But it turns out that's good to start early, even before birth, to enhance bone density so you have a good bone reserve, which naturally declines as you age. And a simple intervention, just giving moms just a little vitamin D, in my opinion, maybe less than I would give, 1,000 international units per day, had a significant impact on kids' bone density early in life. This item on vitamin D is kind of a negative study. It's a negative study. So I call it as I see it because I'm not just reporting all the benefits of vitamins and supplements, but if there's a negative study, I'll share it with you. Not that vitamin D was harmful, but the prospect here was that vitamin D could prevent diabetes in a healthy population. So they did a study in Finland And they looked at men 60 and older, and they were given vitamin D daily. In the study, it doesn't say precisely how much. The result was that there was no big difference in the number of cases between the placebo group, cases of diabetes, that is, no statistically significant difference in the number of cases between the groups. So these are healthy adults who were, you know, average 60 or 65 at the start of the study. And the part of the problem with the study was that only 9% of the individuals had a low level of vitamin D at the beginning of the study. So they say that this study does not speak to the potential for vitamin D to help prevent diabetes in people who are, to begin with, low in vitamin D. People who had adequate vitamin D, giving them more vitamin D, doesn't seem to make a big difference. And also, they don't know, although studies have been encouraging, in people who are susceptible to diabetes, maybe they've got prediabetes or metabolic syndrome, some studies have suggested that vitamin D supplementation can help prevent the development of diabetes in people who are diabetes prone. So they say the findings of the studies reinforce the view that the use of higher doses of vitamin D than recommended does not significantly affect the risk of developing type 2 diabetes in individuals without prediabetes and who already have a good vitamin D status. So, you know, maybe it's not going to make a difference. They're doing pretty good. But, they comment, so far there's no research data on whether high doses of vitamin D can be beneficial in preventing type 2 diabetes in individuals without prediabetes but with vitamin D deficiency. So there you have it on vitamin D. This item I want to share with you has to do with a supplement that I've recently begun taking. I'm very excited about it. It's Urolithin A. If you're ready to unlock a secret to youthful vitality, meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. It protects the mitochondria from deterioration. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging. They actually have a topical product that I use daily. All without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the art and science of Urolithin A. Since then, it has become a vital part of my wellness routine. More information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure. So, our number 877-726-8255. So, Maestro, can you queue up one of our recorded questions?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. This is Irene from Michigan. I had talked to you about a couple weeks ago about having a really bad dry mouth, and I thought it was coming from a couple medications that I had been on. But my doctor had sent me to a rheumatologist, and the rheumatologist said that it most likely it was not any medication, that it's something called Sjögren's syndrome. Uh-huh. And I kind of Googled it on the computer, and it just really upset me, and, you know, I'm just really taken back by this kind of, syndrome, and I don't know what I can do for it.
Okay, so here's part of the problem is that Sjögren syndrome, and this is kind of a weird spelling, it's S-J-O with a little double dot over the O, so Sjögren's syndrome, it's like a Swedish word, the J is silent, and it's pronounced as an H. Sjögren syndrome is a dry mouth condition that is an autoimmune condition, and it can affect all the mucous membranes of the body, and it can even affect, you know, swallowing, and it can actually be, you know, very, very devastating. But there are actually, part of the problem here is you may be suffering from cyberchondria, because the worst thing that happens is the doctor says, well, you have this condition. And the doctor seems kind of complacent. You go, well, this doctor's bedside manner kind of sucks. It's like, he's complacent, but I've got the condition, so I'm going to look it up. And then you look it up, and when you look stuff up, you're often going to see the most dire consequences of a condition. I mean, there's a whole spectrum of manifestations of Sjogren's syndrome, from mild dry eye to mild dry mouth, sometimes dry vagina. And so, but it could also be systemic and very, very serious. And it, from my understanding, there appear to be two subtypes of it. One is kind of a low-grade chronic type that occurs most often in women, and another that can occur in both sexes, which can be very rampant and devastating. And I think what you're reading about is the more rampant phenomenon. And I've treated a lot of people with mild Sjogren's syndrome, and they do okay. They may have annoying mouth dryness at times, for which they can use a mouth lubricant. One of the best ones that I can recommend is Rain from Clear.com, X-L-E-A-R.com. They have Spry dental defense products, which are xylitol-based, and the Rain product is a great mouth moisturizer. But when you have an autoimmune condition, I generally recommend that people follow something called the AIP, the Autoimmune Paleo Diet. That can actually slow the progression. They need to take high doses of vitamin D, because vitamin D actually puts the brakes on autoimmunity. And in addition, it's really helpful to take lots and lots of essential fatty acids, particularly, you know, the omega-3 fish oil, and maybe something like specific pro-resolving mediators. The acronym for that is SPM, available from a variety of companies. These have powerful anti-inflammatory effects and often can put the brakes on autoimmune conditions. So there you have the outlines of a strategy, but, you know, and, you know, unless the symptoms start to escalate very rapidly, I would say that you have kind of a slow, indolent form of mild Sjogren's condition, which is more of a nuisance rather than a potentially serious or life-threatening problem. That would be my advice to you. So, you know, it's probably a message of reassurance that maybe it's not all so bad as it seems when you page through Wikipedia or Google it. Dr. Google is sometimes a cruel master. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you ready to unlock a secret to youthful vitality? Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway, mitophagy. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure. 'Tis the season for close contact with people coughing and sneezing their way through the holidays. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at The Harmony Company have introduced the ultimate in holiday season protection, Empower Plus. This improved formula combines AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract, super concentrate, enhancing your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. Protect your good health with Empower Plus. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com, or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is the place to record your questions for the Intelligent Medicine radio show anytime, 24/7. And a reminder, you know, we talk about a lot of supplements here on Intelligent Medicine. Some of them sound kind of esoteric, a little hard to track down. And there's a concern about lots of rampant fraud on some of the usual supplement purveying sites like Amazon. You never quite know whether the products are reliable. The answer is to go to Fullscript, which is my online supplement dispensary where you can shop hundreds of curated vetted supplements at drhoffmanstore.com, where we stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. And these are the very supplements that I prescribe to my patients to take myself. I order through Fullscript. It's fast. Shipping is free. And it's safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service. So drhoffmanstore.com for supplements. Check it out in 2025. 877-726-8255. Once again, our number. This item is one of these economic analyses that looks at what would happen if we eliminated exposures to endocrine-disrupting and neurotoxic chemicals in plastic. We've heard of BPA, bisphenol A, and there are other compounds that have a harmful effect. They are carcinogenic, and they can be endocrine disruptors. So they did an economic analysis, and it's kind of an extrapolation, but it's interesting to look at this one. We estimate that eliminating exposures to these chemicals in countries constituting one-third of the world's population would have saved approximately, get this, 600,000 lives. They say that we would have saved approximately 11.7 million IQ points because these compounds affect the brain. We estimate that the economic benefit in 2015 of reductions, that's the latest year for which they had statistics, the economic benefit of reductions in exposures to these chemicals is $1.5 trillion. These chemicals include DEHP, diethyl phthalate, and PBDEs, polybrominated diphenyl ethers, as well as bisphenol A or BPA. They're credibly linked to adverse health and cognitive impacts. And so definitely they can kill you. They can impair brain function. And it's a worthwhile project to figure out how we can reduce their toxic burden. This item is interesting because it looks at why are alcoholics more aggressive. We recently talked about how great it is to drink wine. There's no question that alcohol can lead to aggression. And mostly the research on that has looked at something called disinhibition, like shy people become more outgoing when they drink a little. That's one of the reasons why people drink, is to alter their personality and to disinhibit them. Maybe disinhibit them socially, disinhibit them sexually, etc. But there's an interesting aspect to this when it comes to aggression. It turns out that alcohol is kind of an anesthetic, right? You know, you've seen these old movies where they're out in the Wild West and they don't have anesthesia and they say, here, drink some whiskey and we'll pull out that bullet. Okay? It is an anesthetic. It reduces your pain. It increases your pain threshold. And it turns out in a study, it also reduces your empathy for other people's pain. Because what they did was they gave participants drinks, and they found that their pain threshold, their personal pain threshold when given electric shocks, was increased. They could tolerate higher levels of pain. But then when they were given an opportunity to shock someone else, when they were intoxicated, they would use higher levels of electrical stimulus to shock other people. So the tagline on this story is, "I don't feel your pain," how alcohol increases aggression. And this item, is the internet impairing your medical memory? It turns out that for doctors, and this is the case for me, is, you know, the medical school, they say, well, you don't have to memorize everything. You just have to know where to look everything up. Well, now you can look everything up at the touch of a button. And the effect on our brains is interesting because we're having a lot less in terms of memory. Our memories are being outsourced to electronic devices, changing human consciousness. Well, thanks very much for joining us. We have some good news to share with you in 2025. Our radio audience will be expanding to New York. Find out all about it when we return after the holidays. Have yourself a very Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah, and make sure that you check out D.R. Hoffman to become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine. We got some great podcasts there and some great stories that you can read during the quiet holiday time. Thanks very much, and have a very happy holiday and a happy new year.